Extra. This is Black Champions, and as it's Black History Month, every day we're going back into the classroom and shining a light on different figures all across history.
People who you may not have heard about before, but have excelled in their field or are excelling in their field. Some really amazing stuff.
Yeah, and it's basically really helped us and really taught us because they didn't teach us at school.
Nope.
We didn't do much at school.
Nope.
We learned a little bit, but through doing this, I felt like I've learned so much already.
Yeah, it's only been like a week and a half, and I feel like, oh, okay, well, a week, actually. And I feel like, yeah, we've got some names under our belt.
Literally. So we're going to tell you and each other about some pretty impressive figures who deserve their flowers right now.
Making sure we are celebrating Black champions across loads of different walks of life.
All right, Shayna, who are we shining a light on today?
Today, we are learning about Jean-Michel Basquiat, an American artist.
Say his name again.
Jean-Michel Basquiat.
Mm-hmm.
He was born in Brooklyn, New York in 1916. He was a very gifted child from the jump, speaking several languages, English, French, and Spanish, and being influenced by classical arts, African arts, and urban street culture.
Multilingual and talented as well. I wish I was him, man.
I know, serious. In the late 1970s, he began gaining attention for his graffiti under the nickname Samo. He would tag across Soho and Manhattan for really nice, cryptic, poetic messages.
Literally leaving his mark all across the city. I wonder if you still find some of his work today.
Probably, that'd be really sick, actually. Basquiat went from street art to gallery exhibitions in the early 1980s, and he was known for blending pop culture and social issues with symbolism. Now, he often addressed issues such as racism, colonialism, and black identity, also with a lot of influences from African Caribbean sides. Woy, woy.
Come on.
In 1982, he had his first solo show in Italy, which made him a key figure in the neo-expressionist movement. That's a big thing, you know.
It's a real big deal, man. Essentially, he actually put his activism on a canvas.
Yeah. By his 20s, Basquiat had achieved international success. As a 20-year-old, that's massive. His works were being exhibited in major galleries and in the homes of some pretty high-profile customers.
He only just reached his 20s and he's doing it on this scale.
And then, unfortunately, he died at just 27 years old. But his influence only grew after his death, and today he's considered one of the most important and innovative artists of the 20th century.
Do you know what? There's a running theme in what we've been doing about people receiving their flowers long after they're gone. I wish we could shout about people now.
I know. But he did leave behind 917 drawings, 25 sketchbooks, 85 prints, and 171 paintings.
That is a lot of work.
They were exhibited at museums, and celebrity collectors of his work include, listen to this, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp.
Okay.
Lil Wayne.
No way.
Killer Mike.
Wow.
Rick Ross and J. Cole all own pieces of this guy's artwork. He actually sold one of his pieces, well, after his passing. It was called Untitled in 1982, and it sold for over $110
million
in 2017. $110
million in 2017, all them years later.
Yeah.
Big him up, man. That is incredible. How full circle his life was as well, from visiting museums with his mum, having his own art pieces on display, and his talent being so rewarded, even still to this day, man.
To this day.
Crazy. Big him up for real.
For real, for real. I mean, he brought themes of race, identity, and social justice to the forefront of the contemporary art world. Wasn't a thing at the time. So remember that name, Jean-Michel Basquiat. He is a legend to this day.
I'm going on Google to Google some of his work right now.
He's gonna buy it, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you got 110 mil.
Not one day, soon. I'm coming for you, Basquiat. I'm coming.
Soon come, yeah, Rob?
Soon come.
What an amazing champion to shine a light on, though, for Black History Month. If you've got any ideas or any recommendations of figures that we should include, you can DM us at Capital Extra on Instagram.
Or, of course, you can reach us on the WhatsApp with your Black champion. Just send us a name. That's all you got to do. Our number is 033-033-33131.
If you've missed anyone that we've highlighted so far, don't worry. You can catch up with our podcast on our official app, Global Player.
Yes, search Black champions to learn more about some amazing figures in history that deserve to be celebrated right now.
Whilst you do that, some Rihanna around the corner and some Cameron.
Capital Extra Breakfast.
Robert Bruce and Shayna Marie.
Sun's gone and it's grey. And it's getting so cold.
Sounds like you need a tree. Robert, feel like a